I'm your host, Sabrina Nicole, and welcome back to the Empowered Expansion Podcast. Here, we're all about tapping into our true power and creating a life we love. Are you ready to be the badass, powerful creator you could choose to be? Join me every week for deep self-concept work, very practical consciousness tools, and some sexy inspiration to elevate your self-image and expand beyond your current reality. I'm going to show you how to relax into creation and have some fun and ease along the way. Let's go. Hey guys. So I'm going on, I'm recording the third month in a row of podcasts, and I just take a moment to celebrate this. I'm so, so grateful. I've started uploading more content about expansion and consciousness and being unlimited and creating your life on my Instagram, where my audience is primarily in Spanish. And so many people DM'd me telling me how the podcasts I uploaded in Spanish transformed their life and helped them and their parents. A lot of them shared it with their parents so much. I did ask if it was heavy or light to start recording in English, and English was lighter. It's like, in my intuition told me it's gonna create more. So I am considering uploading some more, maybe starting another podcast in Spanish. We're gonna see about that. But it's also exciting to think about what these podcasts and what I'm recording are gonna do for people. Because at the time I was recording the other episodes in Spanish, I had, you know, this constant feeling of what I was doing wasn't really maybe gonna help people, and I didn't really know how to communicate it. That's not super present now, but I will tell you, like, I do have fun recording these podcasts, and I'm excited for what it creates in people's lives. But it's not the, like, easiest and most fun thing in the world. Like, sometimes I'm talking and I just get twisted and I'm like, what the heck am I even saying? Or my editor is going to think this is funny. I have someone that helps me edit these podcasts, and sometimes it's like I'm recording an episode and I'm just thinking about her editing it, and it's like, without even noticing, I'm trying to filter everything I'm saying through her world and what she's gonna think and whatever judgment she's gonna have of it. Not like, oh, she's judging me, but just like whatever her opinion is. And then I'm like, no, relax, this is for so many people. Don't, you know, it's like I kind of feel like I get caught into this tunnel. I expand right out of it. But so funny. I mean, anything you want to try out, making reels, starting a new business, there is like a level of maybe discomfort. Even in sports, it's like you have to train, you have to get good at it first, then you flow and have fun. And guitar, for example, too, my boyfriend talks about this a lot, like doing the scales, like making, what if you make sure you have that daily practice that maybe is like a little boring, a little uncomfortable, or like maybe you try to learn new things and it's challenging, you get through that part and then you get into like this flow and maybe even this part of creative genius. But anyway, just a little reflection on where we are in the podcast so far. Today, I wanted to invite you guys to lower your bars and receive everything with ease. I've been reading some books about money, and they say, one of them says that your capacity to receive is what impacts how much money you have in your life. Now, let me explain this. This book is based on energetics, and this book is called Money Isn't the Problem, You Are. It's a great book by Gary Douglas and Dane here. There's another one also called Write Riches for You, by the same authors. I'm still reading them. But anyway, it was talking about expanding your capacity to receive. And it talked about how energy isn't good or bad. Your point of view based on your past, based on your judgments, maybe other judgments people pass down to you, you try to mark it as good or bad, but at the end of the day, it's just energy. So the book invites you to lower your bars and just let this energy flow through you and realize it doesn't get stuck. And the book also talks about how sometimes we can find ourselves in a situation where, let's say, for example, you're talking to someone and they suddenly start yelling at you and going off and saying nasty things. In that situation, we suddenly want to like put our bars up, right? Like protect ourselves, block this negative energy. Well, the book actually invites you to do the opposite. It says actually when you put your bars up, what you're doing, the energy they're throwing at you and the energy you're trying to avoid, it's just like hitting your bars like an ocean wave hitting a concrete wall. It's just like going back and back into the ocean and back into the wall and back into the ocean and back into the wall. It's like it keeps hitting. But when you lower your bars and you let that energy right through, it doesn't get stuck in you. It goes right through you and back out the other way. This is actually a huge energetic tool. If someone is like throwing a lot of energy at you, you can lower your bars, pull massively, and you're gonna see that they kind of gas out. They kind of like run out of gas. Oh my gosh, I should totally record a whole episode about everything I know about flowing and pulling energy. It's so fun. Also, like, for example, if you want to attract someone into your life, like maybe even like a certain business partner or a certain person, you can pull energy from all the universe through them, through you, and back out into the universe and create like this flow, more with the intention of like attracting them. But anyway, this idea of lowering your bars, it's so powerful when you find yourself in maybe like an uncomfortable situation. You're overwhelmed. Maybe a boss wants to have a conversation with you and you're not sure what's going to happen. Even before going into the conversation, just where you are, you can just lower your bars and pull all the energy right through. It's like, let it flow. Because at the end of the day, like I said, it's not right or wrong. And some people think if I lower my bars and let this energy through, it's going to hurt me. And it's like bad energy that's going to be stuck in me. No, if you lower your bars, it just goes right through. And this kind of goes into also the idea of being an allowance. When I was recording a lot of, I was doing launches for some courses, and I had to go like into a room with this giant camera and these like six men and all these lights. They were English courses, by the way. And I just felt like in front of the camera, like it's like I lost myself. I don't know how to have my personality. And an energetic coach taught me, he's like, okay, in that moment, lower your bars and expand yourself out. How do you expand yourself out? You kind of like be aware of like your body first, like your head. You can do it right now, actually. Your head, your eyes, your shoulders, your elbows, your hands, your back, your chest, your stomach, your hips. Be aware of your body all the way down to your toes and just kind of start expand. Like now be aware of the air touching your body, just like a few inches outside. And let your awareness start to expand out. Oh my gosh, I did this. I remember when I started doing this in some meditations. It's so fun. It takes a little bit of practice at first, not much. And like try to expand yourself even more, a few inches, a few feet in every direction. Expand your awareness out instead of just being aware of your body or just your head. Expand out and let your awareness fill the entire room that you're in and lower your bars. And expand all the way to the ceiling, expand out. Oh, that feels so good for me. It's like your being is so much bigger than your body. So you can just kind of like, whew. And honestly, if you did this exercise, you probably realize when you expand it out, you feel powerful and good. So this energetic teacher taught me to do this with the camera, you know, instead of like having my bars up and trying to block all the judgments of what everyone's going to think from what they see. I lowered my bars, pull the energy right through, and I also expand out, you know, and let my being expand out. That helped me feel so much more relaxed. Aside from energetics, this is actually very powerful in a physical level in your body. When an animal is in survival mode, like it's running away from a predator, its awareness, it's like so small. It's like focused on its body and like a tight line in front of it, and it's just like running. And then when the animal is, you know, safe, if it makes it and it's no longer under attack, the animal like relaxes and gets out of that survival mode. And us as humans, we can perceive, you know, a girl writing a nasty comment on one of our Instagram posts, we can sense that as much danger as a lion chasing us. So some people are like continually in this like survival mode, and their attention and their awareness is so small, and it's like right on their body. That causes a lot of stress on the body. It brings a lot of adrenaline, and your body needs to relax at a certain point. So when you practice expanding your awareness, like we just did, like be aware of your body, be aware of the air around your body a few feet out, and start expanding, start being aware of the whole room around you. I go outside of my apartment, I up into the sky, and just expand your awareness. I expand all the way out through the city, the country. Even if you just do the room that you're in, expanding out, that even starts to get you out of survival mode, and just kind of like your body starts to realize, oh, okay, I'm in rest. I've expanded my awareness. I don't have to be in this like so compressed and maybe like in such survival mode. It's also a very beautiful thing to expand your awareness. I'm going to keep practicing it. I practiced it the other day going to breakfast with a friend. I taught her this. And I'm like, let's expand our awareness. And I swear we were having a magical time in that coffee shop. We were just like aware of like all the different types of plants and jars and like the employees and a certain crack on the wall. It's like, it was so fun just like to be so aware of so much instead of so like tightly zoned in on ourselves. Great. So this is a tool that you can use next time if you're in a bit of an overwhelmed situation, or you have a conversation coming up, or you have to confront something that maybe you are kind of like stressed or resistant about. Remember that you can choose to lower your bars, expand yourself out, feel powerful, feel big, and pull that energy right through. You don't have to keep resisting it. Okay, and I'm going to finish with this. This is so powerful because remember the analogy that I told you that like it keeps hitting you like a wave? I tried this with a comment I got once. I got this comment. This girl, like she commented something that just like triggered me to the core, because it had to do something like with my childhood, with, you know, maybe I don't really want to go into it, but like it triggered me. I read that comment. I got off Instagram. Hours had passed by and I was still thinking about that comment because I had my bars up. So that comment just kept hitting me again and again, like a wave hitting a concrete wall. And then I remembered this tool and I was like, whoa, okay. I'm going to lower my bars and I'm just going to like pull that comment, that energy that girl tried to throw at me right through me and back out into the universe. And I just pulled, lowered my bars, and that's it. I didn't think about the comment again. It wasn't this energy that kept continually hitting me. It was over. So that's kind of the power and the freedom that can come from this. All right. So enjoy using whatever I talked about, and I will see you in the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Do you have any questions or comments you'd like to share? Let's continue the conversation over on Instagram @EmpoweredExpansionPodcast. See you soon.